Howdy. Trying to start that tradition up here in Oklahoma. It's proven to be a little difficult. You are all rightly and justifiably proud of your church. It's beautiful. The presence of so many children and young ones is a good sign of a healthy church that has a bright future. So it's great to see them here. At the close of the year of mercy, perhaps there's not a better passage for us to use than the one we have tonight, when Jesus tells a man who's dying on a cross next to him who has been a criminal up until that moment, that he will be with him this day in paradise. Paradise. Deathbed conversion without the bed. So we might talk a bit about paradise. We could ask sort of standard questions. Where is it? What is it? When is it? You can't get a Google map to go to paradise, you know? It's not on, Siri doesn't even know where paradise is. She's clueless. Ask her. Pull out your phone, ask her. Siri, where is paradise? She'll give you some wisecrack. So we can forget about the where. How about what is it? Jesus says to the man dying on the cross next to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." To be with the Lord is paradise. Where the Lord is paradise. If we are next to him, wherever he is, we're in paradise. When would you like to go to paradise? If you read the newspaper or listen to the evening news, you'll want to go quickly, immediately. Right now, today, let's go. Let's don't wait. And why not? To be with the Lord is to be in paradise. Why would we not want to be with the Lord? When would we not want to be with the Lord? We would always want to be with him. When we look at his suffering on the cross and we see the tremendous love that is in his heart for us who are sinners, it causes us to overflow with love for him and to desire very much to be with him. And if we are with him, we will be in paradise. It does, however, require a decision. Jesus holds his hands out to us and issues to each one of us an invitation. I love you. I want you to be with me. Come with me. That's the invitation. We can choose to not respond. Think about that choice. That'll keep you up at night. It is possible to reject the Lord's invitation. It is possible to do that. But why would we do that? Why would we ever do that? A heart overflowing with love for us, why would we ever reject his invitation? No, the proper response is to leap into his arms, to overflow with love back to him the best we can. And when we make that decision to commit ourselves to him, to accept his invitation, to leap into his arms, to live with him, next to him, we're in paradise. The beginning of it anyway. Not the end of it, not the whole thing. It's not a dress rehearsal either. It's the real thing. It's just not completed yet. There is a catch, though. We have to make the decision over and over. We have to renew the commitment over and over. But we're used to that. It's the same thing as in a love affair between a husband and a wife, right? You don't get to say, I do, I love you, and then you don't have to say it anymore. Why do you keep asking me? I said last year that I loved you. What, you want every year? No. We say, I love you over and over. Not because the other one will get mad if we don't, but because when we're with the other one, we're reminded of how much we love them. And we say, it wells up from within us, I love you. We must do that with our Lord too. We must renew our commitment to Him over and over. In part because we're fickle. We are. Anybody here ready to say they're not fickle? No, there's nobody. We're fickle. Our moods change, sometimes often. And so we have to renew our commitment because we're fickle, but also we have to Where'd it go? I went mute. Can you hear me now? We don't see those commercials anymore, right? So it's because we're fickle, but it's also because the Lord is mobile. Jesus is mobile. He gets around, man. He does not stay in any one place. If we're going to commit ourselves to be at the side of our Lord, we have to be ready to move because He is moving. Jesus can be found everywhere there is need. Jesus can be found at the side of the person who is under the bridge holding the sign, please help me. He's going to be there. Jesus is going to be in the home of the couple who's struggling because they've lost their job and they may lose their home. He's going to be there. Jesus is going to be with the family who is here without documents and who now is afraid that they may become separated because of the action of the government. Jesus is going to be there. Jesus is going to be in the home of the newly married couple who is going to step out in trust and say, Lord, we will trust you to help us find the family that we want and that you want for us, and so we're not going to control our fertility with contraceptives. Jesus is going to be found on the beach where the Christian is kneeling in front of his persecutor who holds a knife to his neck. He's going to be there. And if we're going to be committed to him and at his side, we have to be there. We have to be ready to move. We got to have our running shoes on. If you're going to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus, you got to have good walking shoes because you're going to move around. Now, if we make this commitment and renew it each day, we will live in paradise. And when the last day finds us, when the last day of our life finds us living in paradise, we will already be there. And then we will just stay there forever with Him.